From Marketplace in Washington, I'm Amy Scott, in for David Brancaccio. The conversation is continuing into this week over what happened in Charlottesville, Virginia, after a planned rally by white nationalist groups led to violent clashes and the death of anti-racist protester Heather Heyer. Marketplace's Andy Euler has been looking at one federal program set up under the Obama administration to target homegrown extremism. Recent changes under the Trump administration have raised questions about that program's future. Andy, give us some background on this countering violent extremism program.
Right, Amy. The idea of spending money toward thwarting terrorist plots has been a major focus since September 11th, and it was formalized in 2015 under the Department of Homeland Security. Now, the CVE program, we're given a $10 million budget intended to help community organizations, city and county law enforcement, and other groups whose mission was to prevent any terrorist activity here in the states. Now, some on the left have argued that the FBI and other law enforcement agencies have been granted too much access to private information. And some Republicans on the other side don't think the approach focuses enough on involving law enforcement.
So, Andy, in late June, we got a list from the Department of Homeland Security of the organizations that were granted funding under this program. What is changing?
Right. There were 11 organizations that had been designated recipients of CVE grants from the Obama administration that will now have to go without under President Trump's revised list. Now, for instance, the group Life After Hate would have received almost $500,000 under the Obama administration now to expand its outreach and intervention services for former white supremacists. Fayza Battelle is co-director of the Brennan Center's Liberty and National Security Program at NYU, and she says the Trump administration's focus is pretty specific.
While these are pitched as community partnership programs, funding has now been rejiggered to go far more to law enforcement agencies, kind of undermining the whole idea that these are community partnerships.
It should also be noted that George Saleem, the first head of the Countering Violent Extremism Office, resigned on July 28th. So there are going to be some lingering questions about the future of the CVE program going forward.
All right. Marketplace's Andy Euler. Thanks.